Thank you for calling customer support. This is Kendra. May I help you?
Hi, Kendra. This is Lance calling from Chime Bank Disputes Department. This call is an accredited line for quality purposes. Kendra, I just really need your assistance about this. One of our cardholders filed a dispute to us saying that she got a charge with you guys amounting $39.89. However, customer claimed that she never authorized said charge. So can you help me to pull up a record and validate that transaction?
Yes, could you provide me with their zip code so I can pull up an account?
Zip code will be 65463.
And the first and last name?
First name will be Katherine with the letter K, A T H E R I N E. And last name will be Spiker, S B per Papa I K E R.
Okay, and could you verify the address for the security of the account, sir?
34342 Niagara Drive, Eldridge, Missouri, 65463.
Okay, so I do see that a contest entry was done for an iPad, and it enrolled her into the Bite Sub, which is a meal plan app.
Oh, this entry is for, is it a strip steak entry?
Yes.
Okay, and may I know when did the customer enter this strip steak entry?
October 18th.
October
18,
2021, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and which one did the customer build? Is it on the strip steak entry or for the meal plan app?
Well, once she did that contest entry for that iPad, it automatically enrolled her into the Bite Sub, and it did explain that in the terms and conditions.
Okay, so meaning to say when the customer had an entry with for sweepstakes to win an iPad last October 18, 2021, a customer automatically enrolled to a meal plan app, meal as in M-E-A-L, plan, P-L-A-N, app, correct?
Yes.
And this $39.89, is this a monthly recurring charge to that app or what?
Yes, but on the account, well, she hasn't been charged since the 18th of October.
Okay, so this $39.89 is for that application or meal plan app. This is not for a sweepstake entry. Is that correct?
Well, the sweepstakes is just a chance to win, which explains that. But yes, it is for the meal plan.
Okay, for the meal plan. Thank you for that. And what will be the status of the account?
Well, I can get it closed, but as far as a refund due to the terms and conditions.
No. I mean, don't do anything on the account. I'm just asking if, like, it's still active or already canceled.
Well, I can get it canceled out now.
No. I mean, don't do anything on the account. We're not allowed to ask for any cancellation on it. I'm just asking if what will be the status of the account before I call.
Well, she won't be charged again. She hasn't been charged since the 18th of October.
But the account's still active?
No.
Or it was already canceled?
Yes.
When it was canceled?
The 17th of November.
The 17th of November, 2021, correct?
Yes.
And may I know if who is the one who canceled this? Is it the customer, your system, or what?
Well, the system canceled it.
Okay, thank you. Do you have any reason why your system canceled this?
Well, they tried to bill her again and didn't go through.
So this is for non-payments, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. By the way, ma'am, do we have the same record for the name and the address that I have given to you a while ago?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have the email of the customer as dosonella06@icloud.com?
No, I have @gmail.com.
But the the email of Sonella06. Do we have the same record?
Yes, but it's at gmail.com, so the ending is not the same.
Okay, so that's fine. I'll annotate that. By the way, the spelling of the Sonella that I have here will be DAWSONELLA06.
Yes.
Okay, you have it ii@gmail.com. Thank you. And how about the phone number by any chance? Do you have that?
417-533-4289.
Perfect. Do you also collect like a last part of the social or date of birth of the customer?
No.
How about an IP address?
No.
Okay, sure. So since the account was already cancelled, I'll just go ahead and continue the investigation about this. May I ask Kendra what will happen to the $39.89 charge for a meal plan app? Is it going to be a valid charge or what?
Well, it is valid on our end.
Oh, it's valid. Sure. That's fine. We will just continue investigation. Thank you so much for answering my call, Kendra, and bye for now.
Thank you for calling customer support.